Bill Siebenborn with, well, I guess Dairy Management Incorporated is your official duty here today, but you also have a little dairy farm.
Yeah, we do. We do. Sarah and I milk about 80 cows in Trenton, Missouri, just outside of Trenton. We run an intensive grazing operation. We've been doing intensive grazing for about 20 years. And we raised three kids out there that are all in the food business, but not in production agriculture.
You guys have been right the center of the drought between Missouri and Indiana. How are you faring? How are things shaping up for Missouri dairymen?
Well, it's pretty discouraging, honestly. Hay is hard to come by, and it's high. There's some decent crops around, but kind of locally, we had a first cutting of alfalfa, and that's about it. The second, third, and fourth cuttings were very short. Corn is probably 20 to 30% of normal. Our silage, corn silage, made 7 ton to the acre, which, you know, is about 40% of what you're kind of hoping for when you plant. But you know, the upside of it is prices are responding. When you look at the class 3 futures, the prices for class 3 milk over the next 4 months is projected to come up pretty substantially. And I think farmers are able to look out a ways and see some optimistic opportunities. We all deal with adversity no matter what business we're in, and this was our year to deal with a drought, and we'll survive that just like most of us survive other adversities.
Can you make it on $21 milk?
Well, I tell you, I mean, the answer to that is how much debt do you have, and how much forage and grain have you grown yourself versus buying. You know, it's all over the board, Bob. It's just some people will not be able to cash flow at $21 milk. Some people will probably will fare pretty well. If you don't have a lot of debt, and if you've raised some crops and some forage, then that... you know, there's not a simple answer to that, as we all have.
Now, besides DMI, of course, you're also active in Dairy Farmers of America, right?
Yes, yeah.
What are you hearing from your producers across the country? What are you hearing as far as their outlook on the coming year?
Well, I tell you, if you're talking to producers in the West, they are feeling a pinch that's probably never been felt before. A lot of dairies either going out of business or planning at some point in the near future to go out of business. If you're in the Midwest or in some of the areas that have received some rain and you're able to capitalize on $8 corn, then your finances are looking better than they were a year ago. And here again, if you're a producer that's raising corn as opposed to buying it, it looks pretty good.
We're looking at, you just talked to the beef people and the hog people, they're looking at substantial decline in numbers, yeah, for the forthcoming 12 months at least. Do you see that in dairy, or do you think they'll hold still?
No, we're seeing declining cow numbers. A lot of it coming from the West, cows going to market. But it's, you know, we've got several things working for us. I mean, cow prices are higher than we've seen in several years in terms of the market, you know, cow market, and that's probably instigates all of us to take a good close look at those 80 employees that we have on our farm, and figure out who's making us money and who isn't, and if they're not, this is a good time to relieve ourselves of them, you know.
When you look at, there seems to be a consumer pushback when the cheese gets over $2, when butter gets over $2. You know, we're looking at we need some good prices out there. Is there a chance of pushback on the consumer end?
Yeah, we know there is. That's something we battle constantly in the free market system. We have a lot of good partnerships in promotion with Domino's, with McDonald's. We've just got a ton of strong partnerships that will help us through this. And I think that pushback can be, we can overcome that. Cheese is still a great value. And even though it is higher than what we have normally paid at the grocery store, it's still a great value, as is fluid milk. If consumers will take a look at what they're paying for other drinks that they're drinking, bottled water, my gosh, a gallon of milk is a great value compared to some of the things we're buying, and really don't think anything about it. But when we take a look at a gallon of milk, it seems like, well, gosh, that's 10 cents higher than I paid last week. We can hopefully help consumers broaden their vision a little bit and appreciate the fact that we've got a great quality product, and it's still a great value.
And your job is to get that message out too, isn't it?
It is. That is. That's exactly what DMI is all about. And we're trying to accomplish that through partnering these days. The two partners that I mentioned have been very supportive of our industry and our farmers, and are stepping forward with promotions, double slices of cheese on burgers, coffee drinks that we refer to them as coffee drinks, but actually some of them are 80% milk. Some of these drinks in McDonald's, for example, they use an awful lot of milk in those. Domino's has got promotions going on with more cheese on pizzas. That story that farmers have heard about before, but it's still a great story to tell. The pizza industry was in a steep and steady decline several years ago, and it was brought about by a number of chains reducing the amount of cheese on pizzas, and consumers pushing back, not buying the pizza because it didn't taste good. DMI formed a partnership with Domino's and basically doubled the amount of cheese on pizzas, and lo and behold, the consumers recognized that, and that trend has been turned around. The success Domino's saw with increased cheese on the pizzas was then followed by other pizza chains, and now pizza sales are back on the right track. And that's terribly important to us as producers, because 25% of our cheese goes on pizzas. And that's important no matter what part of the country you live in. I know some of us think if our milk goes to a fluid plant that the cheese market doesn't impact us, but in reality it does. I mean, no matter where our milk goes, it's important for cheese, and fluid milk are both important to us regardless of what part of the country we live in or where our milk goes.
Another big factor here is the export market, and that has been a success story, but you're dealing with an international economy, you're dealing with an economic slowdown in Europe. What does the export market look like?
Well, the export market still looks great. We know it can turn around. We saw that in 2009. We were up at about not quite as high as we are right now, right around 13%. Total exports, and we saw that decline down to about between 9 and 10%, and brought about for the things that you're talking about right there, things we had as farmers, we had no control over. But this year, right now, it's still looking very positive. U.S. DEC, which Dairy Farmers Fund, through the checkoff. Works as hard as any group of people I've ever seen on our behalf in working with the folks who do sell our product offshore. U.S. DEC does not sell anything. They don't sell product. They don't sell cheese, but they facilitate. And any company out there who has interest in moving U.S. milk products offshore, U.S. DEC will work with them and will help them through all the weaving through all the paperwork and how do you get paid and this whole thing. They're super effective organization that's just been successful for a number of years and continues to be a great asset for U.S. farmers.